Hot Tickler episode 339, Bulletin Update for January 22nd, 2013. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Podtackler, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Dust Storm.
I'm your other host, Brent Gamer.
And we have a blast from the past guest on with us tonight, G. Lewis.
Hello.
Hello.
That's what your mom says,
welcome back. It's been over...
I was
6 months?
Was like December or something.
No. You were not on December. No, I think the last time you were on was probably the... if I had to guess, it would have been the anniversary shows.
Really?
Yeah.
You the hell have I been doing for 6 months? Jesus.
I don't know. You want to give us a rundown of what you might have been doing over the last 6 months?
Just working and playing video games. Really not that much.
So. Is that really all you've been doing? Really? Come on. Give us the full rundown.
I got a puppy. I don't know if that counts.
Well, puppies
really,
are high
I mean,
maintenance.
I really haven't done much of anything other than working a lot, because I think last time I was talking about it, I want to do my own stuff, you know, like do my own business and whatnot. So that's like what I want to do. So I'm trying to get to that point. And, you know, I'm just slowly getting there. Slowly but surely.
Alrighty. Well, good to have you back on. Maybe see more of you possibly in the future.
Yes.
Maybe. Yes. All right.
If you're lucky.
Oh, there's a catch.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh,
well,
okay.
Your real name's John117, right? So that means you're lucky.
You're talking about Master Chief.
Because he's lucky, remember? Never mind. All right. This is a Halo podcast. You shouldn't know anything about John.
Oh, yeah, you should. It's a Halo podcast. What are you talking about? I think you're on the wrong podcast, Greg.
I know.
Anyways, well, it's good to have you back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Today we're going to be talking about the bulletin that came out about a week ago. We're still trying to catch up and get our feet back under us, so we're slowly getting through and addressing all the new stuff that's coming out. But this week, actually the day before that we actually recorded this, marks the release of the second part of Episode 1 of Spartan Ops. So that's episodes 6 through 10 of season 1 got released. And if you didn't see the post that we put on our website, it is available for download via the Halo 4 main menu at the bottom where it says Xbox Live Marketplace. If you click that, there's probably a star by it if you haven't played in a while. But you go there and it'll bring you to the download where you can download the second part of season 1. If you forgot to do that, like if you went through and just went to campaign or war games or something like that, when you go to the Spartan Ops menu, the main menu, it'll prompt you and it says you have missing content and you have the option to download it there. And there's also a link on our website from the post I made on our blog where you can actually go to the Xbox Live Marketplace on Xbox.com and initialize the download there. And then when you get home, you can just turn on your Xbox and it'll start downloading for you. It is a hefty download, though. It's 2.21 gigs. So depending on your...
It's just big boned.
So depending on your internet connection, you may want to go ahead and just start the download, like maybe at night or maybe after you... Or while you're watching something like TV or maybe if you're having dinner, whatever. Start the download. It will probably take you about 15, 20 minutes depending on your download speed, maybe up to an hour if you have really, really slow speed. So...
AOL uses that there.
So that came out this week. From the bulletin this last week, there was also a recap video that 343 did a little while back. I believe 2 weeks ago they had a kind of a recap video, and then they posted another one that was similar last week in the bulletin. So you can watch that if you've missed any of the first part of season 1 of Spartan Ops, and there are also some statistics that got released as well. So for those statistics for the first half of season 1, over 8 million Spartan Ops matchmaking games were played in the first 2 months.
Whoa.
Over 4.5 million hours were spent.
Jesus. Literally, almost, that's a... Jesus.
900 million kills were earned, with a quarter of those having assists. This is a pretty sad number. 167 million deaths.
Oh.
That's a low KD count, I think, for Spartan Ops.
Yeah.
That's about...
Come on, America. Jesus.
That's one for every six. So that's one death for every six kills. That's kind of on the low side, I think, but eh. Oh, well.
Wait, so you mean on the low side? You think there should be more deaths, or you mean...
No, I think there should have been fewer deaths for that many kills.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. I was like, what?
Yeah.
You smoking crack?
No. Although I think the people upstairs do, because there have been some times where I've had some funky smells in my apartment.
Well, that's good to know. I know where we're visiting, or I know where I'm staying.
Well, feel free. You can do whatever you want. I'm staying in the comfort of my own apartment.
Yeah, I want to chill with your birds, man.
Yeah, come up anytime. I just had you remember Jack Fire Dragon, right?
Yeah, he was in Tennessee.
A few days, and then he spent 3 weeks with me here.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, it was pretty cool.
I'm jealous.
Hey, you can come up if you want.
I'm JJ.
I tried to stay at your place. I stayed at the hotel instead.
It was nice. Whatever. You enjoyed yourself.
You know, we didn't do much while I was there.
That's true.
It was like I came up and thought, like, I thought we were going to, like, hang out and do stuff, and it's like, nope, not happening.
Yeah, maybe in the future. There's always tomorrow, right?
Sure. I'll let that one sink in. Anyways, moving on. The most played mission for the first half of Season 1 was Shootout in Valhalla. I believe that was in... It was either the third or fourth episode, the third or fourth chapter. I could look it up real quick, actually.
It's the Manus one. Everybody gets Manuses. It's the Manus. Banshees.
Yeah, that's... It's a really fun one.
Way to get those commendations.
Yeah, especially for the vehicle ones. Those are the big ones that you can get for that.
Yeah, the Banshee one. I got my Hunter commendation from Shootout in Valhalla.
Actually, is it the Mantis one?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I remember that one being consistently filled with players. I also know because I spammed that one.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Trying to get my commendations.
So it is episode 3, chapter 4. That's Shootout in Valhalla.
Yeah.
So there you go. Let's see. Moving on. Some of the other stats in here. An average of about 50 kills were received per game per player, an average of 6.7 assists, and an average of 7.15 deaths per game. So all in all, not too bad stats. Almost a billion kills, though. That's quite a bit. That's the numbers for the games played for Spartan Ops was actually surprisingly high for what I was anticipating. I didn't think it would be over 8 million.
People enjoy co-op experiences. I mean, I like Firefight, and this is like Firefight 2.0. So,
I'm wondering if the 8 million games is actually 8 million counting people being together in the same party, or if that's like 8.1 million games per instance, where like two people in one game is counted as two games or one.
I'm pretty sure it's individually. Like if there were three people in it, that's counted as three games.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. That's what they've done in the past.
So. All right. I mean, that would make a little more sense to me.
Yeah.
That would be something to ask BS Angel.
That would be something to ask BS Angel. I think I may do that after this podcast.
I think you should ask BS Angel.
All right. I'll ask BS Angel after this podcast.
You got her on speed dial?
No, I do not.
We'll make a White House petition to make President Obama make BS Angel tell us how they got these statistics. We have a right to know. Transparency in Halo 4.
I'm sure she'll let us know.
I pay my taxes, son. Come on.
Wait, what does taxes have to do with Microsoft?
I don't know. Just I pay them. So give me what I want.
I don't think it quite works like that.
Come on, you work in the government. You know how it goes.
Not that part of the government, dude.
He works for the FBI.
No, I do not.
I know, I'm just joking with you. I'm just joshing.
Further on in the bulletin, we have a quick synopsis of each episode that was in the first part of the season for season one. So if you haven't played through them yet and you want a quick update, then you can look at those. But you can also listen to our mini-series that we've been putting out. We have two Spartan Ops episodes out so far, and we will be releasing a third one very, very soon. Probably within 2 days of this actually coming out, we will have another Spartan Ops episode out. So that'll be episode 3. And within the matter of a week or two, we will have all 5 episodes out and beginning working on the 6th one, which actually got released this week as well. And when all 5 are out and done, I will actually have a nice 30-page document of an analysis that I did on the first half of Spartan Ops, and I'm going to expand that and continue it and do it for the last 5 episodes. So it'll be about a 60-page document when everything is said and done.
Goody, goody, gumdrops.
So, yes. You can reap the benefits of my labor. For the matchmaking update, there is the Community Forge playlist that got introduced this weekend to matchmaking, and it introduces 6 new maps for us that have been community made. Although one of them is technically put on disc, came with the game originally, so I wouldn't necessarily count that as community. So we have 5 community and then 1 built-in Forge map. And they are, there are 3 of them on Ravine, and the first one is Shutout, which is actually a remake of Lockout. The next one is Simplex, which is very similar and has vibes that kind of reflect back to Midship, Heretic, and then the MLG map Amplified. And then the third one, I'm not exactly sure how you pronounce this. It's Garrotte, so I'm going to say Garrotte. Is probably how you say it. That one is a small, really small CTF map. I played it twice yesterday with a few friends of mine, and this is the one map out of the 6 that are in the playlist that I really don't like. It feels weird. The flow is very different.
Yeah.
And it's really small for a 4v4.
It just sounds weird. Small CTF map.
It is very,
so
very
it's asymmetric
weird.
Or it's symmetric?
It's symmetrical.
Okay.
But it's really too small.
That's what she
said. So, okay, moving on. There are 2 of them on Impact. Relay, which is actually the built-in Forge variant for Impact. This one is a circular map with an outer ring and then kind of bridges going into an inner platform with gravity lifts that go... man cannons that go to the center. And then there is another one called Scythe. This one doesn't really have any flashback that I can think of to any previous map. There are, I want to say, maybe 6 distinct areas in the map. I really can't explain it too well. But we are going to do a video analysis of these maps, and we'll post them on our YouTube channel so you guys can kind of get an idea of what they look like. And I'm hoping to get those out probably tomorrow from this podcast being released. Get 1 or 2 videos out. And then the last one in the rotation is a Forge map on Erosion, and it's called Despair, which is actually a remake of Desolation from Halo 2, which was a remake of Derelict from Halo 1. So if you remember the freezer-like map from Halo 1 that had the, I believe it had the teleporters kind of going up to the top ring, and there was an outer ring and then kind of a inner, smaller ring area. It's somewhat like that. It's a little bit more like Desolation than it is Derelict. So if you remember those 2 maps, then the play on this map is kind of similar. There's a few back areas behind the rings that is is the main defining difference between Despair and the other 2. But all in all, the gameplay is somewhat similar to the other two maps from what I remember. Granted, it was a while ago since I played those two maps, so it's...
Yeah, Halo 2 was kind of a bit ago.
Yeah. And Desolation wasn't on Halo 2 Vista. It was one of the last maps that got released on Halo 2, along with Tombstone, actually. So, long live Halo 2. May it rest in peace.
Hmm.
So those are the six maps. There is a combination of King of the Flag, Capture the... King of the Flag. King of the Hill.
So I was like, what?
Sorry, King of the Hill. King of the Hill, Capture the Flag, Slayer, SWAT, and I haven't seen Oddball yet. I don't know if there is. Granted, I only played for 3 hours last night, so I don't know if all the options came up for me, because we only got Garrote rolled twice for us in the voting options, so I'm not sure if there's any more game type options out there. I know these are I know for sure these are the six maps. I don't know if there's any other game types though. Shutout, from what I've seen so far, only does Slayer. Although it was a very popular one side CTF map in Halo 2, being at Lockout. Oh, I forgot to mention. Shutout is also a remake of Blackout, since Blackout was a remake of Lockout from Halo 2. Blackout was in Halo 3.
Out-inception, what's going on here?
Garrote is... I've only seen it played as a CTF map. Simplex, I have seen it played as a Slayer and a CTF map. Despair, I've seen it played as a Slayer and King of the Hill map. Scythe is Slayer only. And then Relay, what I've seen so far, is Slayer only. So those are your maps in the Community Forge test playlist. And if you have any comments that you want to give on any of these maps, they are looking to be kind of commented on, reviewed, and then they're going to take users' feedback from the maps and what they see people post in the Waypoint forums, and they'll make a determination of whether or not to rotate these maps into the existing playlist. So if you really like a map that you want to see put in, make sure you go to the Waypoint forums. You can sign in using the same Windows Live ID and password as you do with your gamer tag, and then whenever you post, it'll have your gamer tag as your username, so you don't have to do anything special there. You just go in, log in to Waypoint, and then you can post in the forums, post your feedback for all the maps, whether you like it, whether you don't, if there's any bugs that you may find, then you can definitely report them there. There are threads specific for each map that you can report on, so definitely if you feel strongly about a map, do that as soon as you can. Another update to the Halo 4 multiplayer environment is two specializations were unlocked globally for everybody, and these are Pioneer and Pathfinder. Pioneer offers the players the ability to use the Fast Track Armor mod, which gives you a boost in XP when you finish every matchmaking game, and this also accounts for Spartan Ops. And actually custom games too.
I think I waited.
Granted, you don't get many XP for custom games, but you do get some, and the fast track will apply to custom games. Pathfinder is the other one, and this will give you the Gunner armor mod, which decreases the weapon overheat time. So whenever you have if you're on a standing turret or a machine gun turret, then it won't overheat as quickly. Also, if you have a detached turret, you walk normal speed and not slowly with the gunner mod. The Infinity Challenge is coming to a close this week. So if you are in the top runnings for the Spartan Ops category or the War Games category, good luck to you. I know when it first got announced, I was like, screw that.
I feel you.
On some other news regarding... old games, the service end date for the Halo 2 Vista multiplayer is February 15th. Now, I've talked to a few people. I don't know if I'm answering on this yet. I need to actually email Jess about this. But from what I've heard, the matchmaking part of the Halo 2 Vista experience goes away. You can still find servers are being hosted by other people and join those. So for those of you who are not computer game savvy, what normally happens is you go into a server browser within the game, and you pick a server that you can go into, and you can usually see like if there's people in there, what the game type is, what the map is, and all that stuff. Those are supposed to still work. You can still play online Halo 2 games on dedicated servers. It's just the matchmaking part of Halo 2 Vista is going away. And honestly, I never really used it that much. Greg, I know you've had Halo 2 Vista.
Yeah.
Did you ever
use it? I pretty much play custom games too. Like, I played the campaign and then pretty much played custom games. I really didn't use the matchmaking that much either. Because if I was going to play matchmaking at that point, I was just going to play 3, I think, at the time I had it.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm not sure I actually need to talk to Jess about this because this is something that deeply concerns me because I do hop on every now and then and play. The quote in the bulletin says, those that own this game can still enjoy multiplayer over LAN. So I don't know if that means dedicated servers are out now. I'm hoping it doesn't. Yeah.
No, she just said it would work. And then
That's why I need clarification. That's why I need to email her.
Okay. Like, I understand.
But from what I've heard or from what I've talked with other people about it, I think the server browser is still going to work. But I will double check and get back with you guys on that. Let's see. There was one more thing. Or maybe there wasn't. Maybe that was it. Oh, yes.
Rainfart.
The in-game file browser search is supposed to be fully functional the 29th of January. So actually a week from recording.
This is for Halo 4.
Yes, this is for Halo 4.
Yeah.
So right now the only thing that's working in the searching is if you can search by gamertag and then you can download files that way. If you know a gamertag that has a certain file, then you can do it that way. For this update, it's actually going to be able to search via a tag. So if you remember in Halo Reach, what you could do was search by a tag. And that's what this is essentially going to be. You can choose which category you want. So maybe it's a screenshot or a game type or a custom map. And then you can choose a tag to search by. And that's the feature that's going to be made available on the 29th.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I don't know why that didn't come with the game.
There's a lot of things that should have come with the game that didn't.
Yeah. Anyway. But.
And that was one of them. In addition to that, the web file share is supposed to be made available late in February. So this is the web component.
That's pretty cool. I like that. I like to hear that again. I used to love the Bungie Pro.
So, I mean, that was another thing that people were really kind of like, really, this isn't available on launch? Because it was available launch for Halo Reach, and it just wasn't available for launch in Halo 4.
Yes.
So that is supposed to come out in late February, and from what I've heard, that is going to be like the last week in February. So if I can get my calendar here real quick, I think that's sometime between the 23rd and the 25th of February. I think it's somewhere in that time frame. So that last week of February is when it's supposed to be made available, from what I've heard. And that's pretty much it for the bulletin. We got the new Forge matchmaking playlist out, and we got the new Spartan Ops episodes out, which I haven't played yet, and I'm hoping to be able to do that here within a couple of days of this coming out. We do have a couple submissions to read. We haven't read those in a while because we haven't actually received that many. But there's also the survey that we've had people doing as well. We got a fairly good amount of responses to the survey. The survey is still open, and we are looking for more responses. So if you're interested, you can head on over to podtaggler.com/survey, and that will take you to the Google form where you can fill it out and give us your review on our podcast. One of the big things that people have voiced their concerns over is the bringing back of kind of the voicemail feature. So we will be bringing that back. Not sure in what format we will be doing it. Probably doing a Google Voice number separate. The K9 service that we used to use has an expiration date of, I think, 21 days. If someone hasn't called within that period, the number expires and that number no longer works. So what we will be doing is probably a Google Voice number because those don't expire. and we'll bring the voicemails back that way. Another thing that people have really wanted is to have more discussions about the lore of Halo, so a lot of the backstory. So I have heard you. So in the month of February, after probably midway through or so, we will be focusing on the deep and dark secrets of the Halo universe, including the books, doing deep dives into very specific parts of the Halo campaign and Spartan Ops.
So watch out.
So we are going to dive deep. We will dive very, very deep, probably deeper past my comprehension, and that's why I'll be having people on that you know, like Brian Newman, Jeff Easterling, and a lot of those other people that are a lot more knowledgeable about the campaign than I am, or the Master Chief story and the story of humanity as a whole in the Halo universe, to be honest. So you can definitely look forward to those coming down the pipeline as well.
You said pipeline.
Should I have said something else?
No, I'm just being stupid.
Okay, okay. the submissions that we have three submissions for you guys. The first one comes from Chris, and he says, "You've mentioned the change to one or two of the power weapon sounds. I was wondering if you had any insight as to why they changed the iconic sounds in the first place. I wasn't a Halo fan until Reach, but I could pinpoint the distinct Halo sound from the shotgun or sniper rifle." So there are some of the weapon sounds that I like beefed up in the new multiplayer, the new Halo environment. Sniper rifle is definitely one of them. Sniper rifle is one of those weapons that it sounds scary to shoot.
Yeah, the rocket launcher too.
Really?
Yeah, I thought so. I don't know. That's what
See, the rocket launcher was one of those I really didn't like. I did not like how they changed the sound to the rocket launcher. I honestly did not. I thought it sounded underpowered. It sounds like a missile pod being released from a tube or something, and then it just like ferries over to its destination, and then it has like a silent blossom of smoke, and then someone just happens to die.
I guess that's true. I agree.
It doesn't.
I agree with you.
I mean, don't agree with me, just agree with me, but from the sounds in the other past Halo games, like Halo 2 and 3, it sounds distinctly different. And
yeah. I mean, I think they're kind of going with a more realistic approach to everything.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, I've never shot a shotgun in real life, but this one sounds more realistic.
For the shotgun, it sounds less clankety than the other ones. I mean, it's definitely a different sound. It does sound more realistic for the shotgun, I'll give you that. And actually thinking about the rocket launcher, it does sound more realistic, but I just liked how the rocket launcher sounded in Halo 3 better.
I'll go ahead and read it.
Do it.
Next one comes from Cloud Massacre, and he writes, "Dear Podtacular, you are all doing a great job and keep up the good work." I'm guessing it's directed toward Dustin and Brent and Daft, right?
Well, I haven't been doing anything, so it's
so primarily me and Daft, yeah.
I would like to discuss some minor problems with Halo 4. Firstly, the weekly challenges for Spartan Ops are way too small. Most of them can't be accomplished in one game. I think they're daily, and it's whatever. And monthly challenges added for Spartan Ops. Secondly, in Halo Reach, I forged a lot, and when I heard about Halo 4, I was really excited to create new things. But when I got hands-on with it, I was a little disappointed. You can't zoom or click the left stick down for small movements, and you are always far away from the item that you are moving. Is it possible to fix these problems in a title update, or do we all just have to wait till the next Halo game? Thanks for reading, Cloud Massacre. I cannot say if it can be fixed, but I would think things like that could be.
Yeah, but the thing is, they
unofficial
for Halo 4. That's why I'm not sure, because Affinity. They know everything about Forge and Halo 4.
So
they were the ones that developed it, so they would probably have to be the ones to go in and fix it.
So I honestly, I guess I really haven't forged enough in Halo 4 to really see these. I didn't think the Halo 4 Forge system was that bad, because we have magnets, we have locking, we have undo, we have duplication of all things. The zoom part, I'd never really used it that much, so I guess it doesn't matter to me. The click the left stick for small movements, I always found that difficult to use even in Halo Reach. I didn't think it was a fleshed out functionality of the Halo Reach Forge system to be any benefit to forging. So I've always used the coordinate system. Like, you can go in and do edit coordinates. I've always used that over doing small movements. Now, I guess if you're making racetrack maps, that's where it really comes into play, is those small movements. So maybe that's where you're experiencing these issues. But as far as I'm concerned, that's not a big issue. And then being far away from the item, you can do the same thing as you did in Halo 3 and Halo Reach. If you hold down, I believe, the left trigger and then back and forth on the left thumbstick, you can kind of fly towards or fly away from the item that you're holding. It's a similar thing that you had in Halo Reach and Halo 3. So that's already there. I don't think you have to worry about that at all. As for a fix in a title update, I don't know. I'm still unsure of the architecture that they have for this game, that of what they can or can't patch. I think that's another question you need to ask Bea Singel. So I'm slowly writing up a list here of stuff I need to ask her. Because I already have another list I need to ask her anyways. Right. So I guess the Halo 4 Forge system is really not that great, because I've actually heard a lot of people complaining about it, and granted, I haven't been in Forge for Halo 4 enough to really make a determination on my own, but I guess it's not as cracked up as people thought it was going to be.
I wanted a Lego-style Forge system. Interlocking blocks and stuff.
That's just called Mega Blocks, dude. Just go get some Halo Mega Blocks set.
Yeah, but I want to be able to play in the Halo sandbox.
Oh.
I want to be able to put these little blocks down and, you know, hide behind them and shoot blocks. I don't know.
It would just make a stop motion machinima or video. So there's one more that we have. Brent, would you like to do the honors?
Yes. Duty Bound says, "Very few things in life are hard. Well, I have to do one of those hard things today. I'm leaving Podtacular for good.
Oh, no.
It was very fun when I first started, but now it's stale and old. There's a few reasons why I no longer like Podtacular. There's a few reasons why I no longer will tell people about Podtacular. First of all, Daft Link. Honestly, the weakest link, and he puts a sour taste in my mouth.
Magic power.
I once defended him being on the show, but he's lost all my respect. As a host, he should realize that you can't join a party and then complain or rant about whatever it is he feels like. It's rude and, frankly, very annoying."
That's a good point, but I don't think Daft does it often. Anyway.
But I stopped playing with him because he wouldn't stop ranting and being negative all the time.
Okay, so let me interject here, because I frequently have spouts with Daft, and there's a reason why. So, from discussions I've had with Daft about Halo 4 and about this very thing, that there's a good few people out there, and including you now, that really don't like Daft because of his attitude towards Halo 4 and just how he presents himself. And, I mean, Daft is, like, turning 18 here in a few months. So he's still maturing. He's still trying to figure out how to kind of best present himself. And he doesn't always do it the best, so for the most part, the concerns he has for Halo are genuine concerns for the campaign, for the few that he has there, and then war games, which I think a lot of people share with him. He's a very, very vocal person, and especially if you get on the topic of politics. So it's just his demeanor, and granted, it's not the best for podcasting, but the reason he is a guest host is because of the community involvement that he had put into the forums and doing stuff for the community. He and Karts actually started Monday Night Matchmaking back in Halo Reach. Those two were the people that actually started that effort. So I rewarded him for his effort for putting time towards the community. I made him a guest host. And I know there's a lot of people out there that don't particularly like his view, and we've talked about it, and he's made some changes, and I'm sure a lot of people out there have appreciated those changes. And if it's a real issue, it's something that we're willing to discuss and talk about. That's one of the reasons why we put out the podcast survey, was to see what people thought of the podcast in general, the stuff that we talk about, the content that we discuss, the hosts and the guest hosts that we have. And quite frankly, not that many people talked about Daft in a negative tone. There were, I think, to this date from all the ones I've seen so far, maybe 4 or 5 entries out of 50 plus talked about Daft in a negative manner. So, I mean, if that's representative, that's less than 10% of you guys have a problem with Daft or are not being vocal about it. So if you do have a problem, fill out the survey and we will discuss it. It's not like it's something that we're just being ignorant to. Like, if you have a serious issue with the podcast, we want to make a podcast that is out there for you guys, and we will read what you guys have to say, and we will take it into consideration and take it to heart. So, I know Daft is trying to change, and it's going to take some time, and it's just kind of the way he presents himself. He's getting a little bit better at it. He still doesn't do it quite right all the time, but he's coming along probably better than you think.
Oh yeah.
Just saying, I've seen quite a difference from the Daft I knew 6 months ago to the Daft I know now. So continue on, Brent.
All right. His second point says, "What community? I don't see any. The forums are dead and don't seem to have any spark left in them. What was once a great way to connect is now a way to see how lifeless the show has become." Well, that makes me feel bad, because saying the show is lifeless is a knock on me. It's not the forum's fault. The forums don't have any say over the show. Like, the only people right. who can make or break the show are us, the hosts. So if you got a problem with the show, you send your negativity my way, not the forum's way.
One thing I do want to comment about that, though, is the forums have taken a very different route than the podcast has. The podcast has blown up in popularity ever since kind of mid last year when we were first getting our glimpse into the big Halo 4 news that was coming out. And frankly, the podcast grew, but the community didn't, because a lot of people from the core community base for Podtacular had moved on to other smaller communities. And I mean, Waypoint has grown quite a bit, and there's other communities out there that, quite frankly, because they have the staff and the ability to manage a forum and a community like that, is just better suited for people wanting to just hang out on forums. I mean, frankly, I would like to do something like that. There's not enough staff or people out there right now. I mean, aside from the podcast that I get help from Daft, I run most everything on Podtacular by myself. I run the Monday Night Matchmaking. I update the forum as little as I can right now, because I just don't have the time to. I'm putting out content. I'm writing my Spartan Ops reviews. I'm doing a whole bunch of podcasting stuff. And right now, the big focus for me has been the podcast, and the community, unfortunately, has taken a back seat. I know it's not the best outcome for you guys, but right now, the thing that Podtacular is representing is the podcast.
Well, here's a big secret that people are just learning, you know, after the big podcast boom. You know, in 2004 or 2005 when Podtacular was first starting, podcasts were a relatively new thing. You know, I mean, there were podcasts out available, but people, if you told them, like, I listen to podcasts, you'd actually have to explain to them what a podcast was.
Yeah.
That they weren't the ubiquitous kind of listening experience that everybody who owns an iPhone or iPad or any type of device listens to nowadays. But, you know, back then, listening to podcasts was a hobby that you had. It wasn't just something like the ancillary thing that it is nowadays. A lot of people nowadays, they just listen to podcasts and they don't want to talk about it afterwards because they're not that invested. I mean, that's the thing. Everybody loves listening to Podtacular. Nobody loves talking about Podtacular, you know? I mean, the point of our show is to talk about things that 343 makes. We ourselves don't make any new creative content. So there's really nothing you can talk about concerning us. I mean, we're not making Spartan Ops. We're not making, matchmaking experience. We just talk about these things. So, I mean, talking about it, you listen to it, and then there's nothing left to say unless you disagree with us.
And well, then and that's where us,
send the submissions.
And that's where the small part of the forums come in. Now,
but they don't even talk about our show. I mean, if you go to our forums, you will not see a single post about the Podtacular show.
Yeah, but there's still talk about like general Halo news that we discuss on the show. It's not necessarily directly referencing what we talk about, but there is reference to all the news and all the big stuff that comes out.
But that's what I'm saying. Just because the forums aren't active, it's not necessarily because the show is dying. It's just
people
don't like talking about podcasts. It's just not something you do.
Right.
I mean, unless we were just like a huge podcast like Weekend Confirmed or... Hell, I don't even know what the big ones are anymore because I don't really listen to them. But
well, the other big thing is that what Podtacular used to be way, way back in the day is not what we are now. We used to have a big clan system back in the Halo 2 days, and because of just how communities have evolved and how so many people are together, and I mean, Halo's not an exclusive first-person shooter in a console anymore. There's a lot more... going on for games like Call of Duty and Battlefield and Medal of Honor and Counter-Strike and Team Fortress 2. So there's a lot more like generic gamers out there. There's not the hardcore gamers. And there's just, I mean, for me, if someone wanted to stand up and administer all of Podtacular for me, like if there were two or three guys that wanted to do that, I'd be on board with that. And frankly, right now, there's just, not that attraction because I mean,
so you mean like people that would run the forums or would just moderate the forums,
like develop for the site,
like write articles, make
I mean writers is one thing, and then website developers is another thing, and then content producers is another thing, and it's just with all that I have going on, it's hard to put all that out. And I'm trying as best as I can to do as much for Podtacular as I can during my free time.
Yeah, one person can't hold up an entire community.
No.
Especially when the community isn't there. You know, well, I mean, they say 10% of the people make 90% of the event.
Yeah,
but you know, 10% of our five people, you know?
Again, I kind of take the blame for that because I haven't really kept the community as well as it should have been, and unfortunately that's just a downfall of me not being able to do everything, which I mean, honestly, I don't think you can expect me to do everything.
Brent, you remember like Fumo did the podcast, pretty much me and Dal handled the community, Crunk did the website,
who did Pod TV,
Chevelle, right?
Like yeah there were Chevelle. A bunch of different Pod
no
TV.
He did Halo News.
Well yeah,
we had Halo News. We had all sorts of crazy stuff.
Crypto did Pod TV.
Oh, CryptoFlix. Yeah, I forgot about that.
The point being that each individual thing was ran by a community member. It wasn't just one person trying to juggle all these projects at the same time. That's what Dustin's trying to do. You know, and it's tough. I mean, it's hard to support all these things as one person. You know, you need a community behind you to have a real thriving, you know, member base.
So. What he's trying to say is, if you want it to be better, then give him some help.
It's on you. It's not us. It's you. That's what we're trying to say.
You can do
it. Well,
you...
it's not all of them, but it's...
But it's mostly them.
And yeah. Dustin's awesome. You
I mean,
suck.
A community... a community... All I can do is provide a place for the community to interact. It's up to the community to make the place their own.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
I mean, it's... Really true. It's there right now. Granted, it's not the tidiest and not the cleanest place, but there's still stuff there. So, I mean, if you look at places like Griffball Hub and Halo Unity and Outcast Reborn, if you look at those forums, it's because they have 7 or 8 people on staff that can work around the clock on those sites, where right now it's just me. And if I can fix that, then I will. Right now, it's not completely feasible.
It's kind of weird that, like, some people, I know this is kind of weird where I'm going to go with this, but I'm not going to say that Podtacular was the first Halo community, but it was one of the first.
It was definitely one of the biggest.
Yeah.
it was at a point everybody knew what it was, and they knew somebody in it. So it's kind of daunting for some people to. They don't really want to take on that task because they knew what it was like, you know, and it's just hard to bring it back to what it was. I mean, and most people who were complaining don't have any clue about what it was before. But man, and you know, you can't complain about, you know, the community not producing anything and you're not producing anything because you're part of the community.
I mean, there were a few things while the main podcast was dead that came up. Like, we had Around the Ring. We had Podtacular Community Podcast. We had...
You did, like, 3 episodes.
Well, I mean, you put the effort out, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I stepped up and picked up the podcast.
Yes.
So, I mean, not to toot my own horn here, but if it weren't for me, Podtacular would not be here.
Actually, that's very true. Or JBB would have picked it up. I don't know.
No, he's off doing his own stuff.
I'm kidding. Literally, if Destin wouldn't have... Did you buy it? I don't really know how that worked. If you wouldn't have got it from Fumo, then yeah, there would be nothing to complain about.
And I mean, frankly, the podcast has done very well. It's one of the... I think we're still pretty much the most downloaded Halo community-based podcast. So, I mean, we're still up there.
Yeah, I mean... We like talking about Halo. You like listening to Halo. I don't know if you like listening to what we're talking about right now, but
well, this is more community specific. So
yeah, Halo Gaff is pretty community specific.
Yeah, I mean, but they have 4 moderators over there too, so they have enough staff to run people.
Well, they have a pre-existing member base. Well, I mean, Gaff is a subsection of NeoGAF.
Right.
I mean, you can't use it as an excuse. I mean, we had
NeoGAF hundreds. Huge.
I mean, we had hundreds. We had 7 clans with 100 people in them at a point.
I mean, I would love to get back up to that point, but it just won't happen unless we have staff to do it.
Yeah. Well, it's also the game's fault. I blame 343.
I blame Obama.
Well, no, it's not 343's fault. It's just Halo never reached the level of popularity it had back in Halo 2. It just ain't gonna happen.
It's not.
There's too many choices. There's too many people who love Call of Duty. I mean, if you're going to pick one game that has anywhere near the level of popularity Halo.
Like the attitude of the gamer nowadays, too, because I don't have time to do what I did before. I just don't.
Yeah.
I mean, Brian, you know, I mean, we did all the time. We just don't have time.
I mean, just look at the site like Griffball Hub. I mean, they just have enough staff to where they can actually run a league. It's possible to run a league. It's just you have to have enough people to run it and have to have the people that know what they're doing.
You got to have the passion. That's another thing.
And that too, yeah.
We can't find anybody with the passion necessary. I mean, think about franchises like Star Wars that have been around for, you know, just 4 decades, 5 decades. I mean, Star Trek, things like that. That, you know, you have these people who are very old, who are fans of these franchises, but they're still extremely passionate. And that's how those franchises, those community bases stay alive, is because there is just an immense amount of passion for those franchises. I mean, and it's never going to break. And I don't know if Halo has that level of commitment from the people who like it. It's big, but it's not Star Wars big.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to finish? Actually, there's 2 more parts, and then he has a closing, but continue.
Number 3, Monday Night Matchmaking seems to have vanished from existence. This was evident in Reach as well. The 2 people who were leading it gave up on it and started not showing up, forcing you to become the leader by default. Monday would come, but no group ever formed. No one to play with, no one to build a friendship with. I don't get that one, because I've played Monday Night Matchmaking since Halo 4 came out. And so, there was a fairly... I mean, we had a full group.
Yeah, the last Monday Night Matchmaking that we had for Reach, we had to split into 2 parties because there were that many people. Like the last 2 or 3 nights that we had to split into 2 parties.
Maybe you're showing up to the wrong party, dude.
Well, so it did kind of drop a little bit in Halo 4, but that was just because, I mean, Christmas time was coming around. There were a lot of the games that were out that, I mean, it's Christmas time, so you have all the big hitters coming out to play that people didn't buy when they first came out. So Assassin's Creed, Black Ops, 2, Halo 4, and all the good that kind of stuff.
Man.
So, I mean, of course, during the holiday season, it's going to die down. And the week before this week, I should have a Monday Night Matchmaking, and we had one person show up. So I pushed Monday Night Matchmaking for this week, and we had 7 people show up. So, I mean, people are out there to play. It's just a matter of, like convinced. I mean, okay. So one thing is spreading the word. I can only spread the word so far and only get to people so quickly that it's up to the community to help spread the word. If it's something that you're interested in, I mean, bring friends. I'm sure we're not the only friends that you have.
Hopefully.
Well, we might be.
Well, my friends list is full, so.
That's why I joined a Podtacular. I don't have any friends. You think I'm kidding?
You want to take the?
I'm kidding.
We'll finish this one up. Number 4, no community. Where do I find new people? Obviously not the forums. Nothing going on your Facebook page. Nothing. There isn't anyone. Even with the forums, there's no one to talk to. There is no community. There's only listeners to the show.
I think I'm in charge of the Facebook page, right?
You have admin. All 3 of us have admin.
Okay, never mind then. Because I don't go on Facebook anymore.
So
you're really Podtacular popping up in your Facebook feed.
So
yeah, that was really kind of my idea too.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of people do the Facebook thing, and I personally, I'll take the blame for this because I'm not a big Facebook person.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm mostly a Twitter guy. Like you'll see me post on the Podtacular Twitter frequently.
Yeah, you do post a lot on Twitter.
But not the Facebook page. So, yeah, the Facebook page is my fault. I'll take the blame for that.
You can say if somebody wants to do the Facebook page, just do it.
That's possible. That's possible.
We'll call up Duty Bound. You want a job?
I can't pay anybody.
No, I know. But
Yeah.
Still something you have to do. It's a task.
I think I just addressed
that. You don't get paid, so, I mean, why should you pay them?
we'll call it an unpaid internship.
I think I addressed the whole community and forums thing from the second question, so yeah. If you want to wrap it up.
Yes. The end of this letter says, So that comes to my final words. I'm leaving Podtacular because I found something special. I found a place that I can be myself and can have fun. I found a community that won't take crap from anybody, including hosts. I found PGCR. Even though we're still small, I've found more friends here than I have ever had in my entire Xbox Live experience. It feels close-knit and very responsive. I'm sorry that I had to leave, but it's because Podtacular is dying, and I don't see the future holding anything for your community. I believe the podcast needs to be revamped, unless you want it to become a podcast that people just happen to listen to when they're bored. I hope you have success, I really do, but for now I'm moving on to a community that actually exists. Duty bound.
I guess we're glad that you found somewhere that you like. I mean,
it's like a Dear John letter.
It's not you, it's me. But really, it's you.
It's not you. We found somebody better.
I was talking to Brett and Greg pre-show about said podcast, and it's kind of ironic that this came up, and we actually read this after the pre-show, because I honestly didn't read this through, because I mean, Duty Bound's been a fairly consistent listener, and he submits just about every time we ask for submissions, and I guess he's not going to be doing that anymore. But I just listened to an episode of PGR where
PCGR,
PGCR, not PCR, PGCR, Post Game Carnage Report.
ODST.
OMG.
OL. OMG.
O-Reezy.
And I've listened to quite a few of their episodes just because, I mean, one of the things I do as a podcaster is I listen to the other podcasts that are out there that are Halo-based, so I can kind of judge Podtacular for what it is, kind of make better decisions about podcasting and kind of evaluate, like take a step back and evaluate Podtacular and then look at the stuff that we're covering and seeing what other people are covering. And frankly, PGCR, in my opinion, is really more of a general gaming podcast. Yeah, they do have Halo in common, but it's more of a general gaming podcast, and it is a Halo podcast. And from an episode I listened to, they bashed on the campaign for, well, let me take that back. It's not necessarily bashed, but they complained about the campaign not being really anything substantial. And we talked on the show, and we've addressed how more complex the game is with the campaign, what 343 have done with it. I mean, everyone's entitled to their own opinion. I'm not saying that what they're saying is like completely blasphemy to Halo. I'm not saying that they shouldn't be Halo fans because of it, but
how dare you?
I question their judgment as subject matter experts for the Halo franchise. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, he's not saying he doesn't like the show. He's just saying he doesn't know how faithfully they are to the game.
I think we just started like a 90s style rap beef with PGCR all of a sudden. Like, I mean, the host like listening to it. This wouldn't be the shit. It's on.
This wouldn't be the
yo, listen to this.
This wouldn't be the first time. So, and we're still here.
So. I mean, I respect them as a podcast, and I respect their opinions, but for my personal edification of a Halo podcast, it's definitely not one I would go to. It's not one I would recommend off the back. I mean, it may be your style of podcast, and it's I would encourage people to go at least listen to it and see if it's something that you're interested in. It gets posted on HBO, so it's definitely a reputable podcast, and it has been. But for me and for the opinions that they put out about Halo 4, I don't see much value in it. So, I mean, I'm glad that you found another home duty bound. I'm sorry to see you go. And, I mean, our doors are always open if you decide to come back. I highly, highly disagree that Podtacular is dying. From the podcast standpoint, the community standpoint, yes, there is stuff that is lacking from the community side of things, and for that I am sorry, and I'm trying to do better, and I don't really have a better excuse than that. So if that was the final straw from you, then so be it. We move on, and you move on as well. And for any of our other listeners out there, if you have problems, feel free to send me an email. There's a contact form on our website where you can send me a direct email. And we have the survey that you can fill out as well, that if you have issues with the podcast, you can tell us. I mean, we're not afraid of any constructive criticism. I mean, that's what makes the podcast great. And honestly, we want the podcast to be a podcast that you guys enjoy listening to.
Well, in Duty Bound's defense, and I feel that we need to defend him since we also, I mean, we took the time to rebuke his claims. So now I'm just going to say in defense of him. I mean, he was active. He was very active.
He was.
For every show. And he
I mean, I think for the last maybe 8 or 9 shows that we've had submissions, he's always had one.
He probably felt like he was putting all this work into something he wasn't getting anything in return for. He wasn't getting the community that he wanted in return for his submissions. I mean, back in the early days of Podtacular, one of the reasons you submitted for the show was because it was fun to have your name read out loud and your submission read on Podtacular, and that way, I mean, it was a way to increase your standing in the community. If you had something interesting that was read aloud on the show, people liked you better. I mean, it's a fact.
You stood out, yeah. You stood out. I mean, I remember specifically the episode and who was the guest when I had my first submission read, and it was for the Halo CE special with Stunt Mutt. I believe it was episode 86.
I remember my first one was read, episode 9, with Splee Cheeks. Anyway.
I'm sorry that the community wasn't there, Duty Bound. And we're not hating on post-game Chrono Report either. I mean,
No. I mean,
this isn't a competitive market. I mean, it's not like there's some sort of market share on podcast listeners that we're trying to, you know, cut in.
More than likely, you guys that listen to us probably listen to them too. So
you can listen to more than one podcast a week. This might come as a shock to you. And most of them are free.
Yeah. Well, I think all podcasts are free now. I think charging a podcast.
I've seen podcasts that are on subscription models. It's weird, but they exist. You have to sign in to
download. But a Halo podcast? Have you seen a Halo podcast on a subscription
model? No, not general gaming.
Okay.
Or any type of gaming. I'm just saying like political podcasts, podcasts that come out of organizations that are already subscription-based. That's generally where it comes from. I mean, you just pay for a subscription to the service that then entitles you to the podcast. Whatever.
All right. So I think this wraps up this show. Thank you guys for listening in. Sorry for the long rant about our community specific stuff. If you're not a part of the Podtacular community as a greater whole, then
maybe you should like give a disclaimer next time.
That just means I need to like read through the submissions first.
Do they have a? I can't see their form. They have a form.
I don't think they do. I think they just have a podcast. They have a website.
Yeah.
I believe it's a Blogspot website. A website though.
It's a .com.
Oh, then okay. Then they, all right. So I guess with that said, thank you guys for listening to this show. Remember you can check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. And remember to definitely check out our podcast survey. Definitely from the comments that we've had during this podcast. And you can find that at poddecular.com/survey. If you have a submission that you would like to have us read out on the show, feel free to send that out to submissions@poddecular.com. Or you can go to our homepage, poddecular.com, and use the big green submit button at the top right-hand corner of the page. You can also partake in our Monday night matchmaking, which happens every Monday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. That's 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. And we usually go on for about 2-3 hours, and we'll probably play the latest and greatest matchmaking playlist update. So this last one that we did was the Forge Community Test playlist, and we actually got to go through just about every map and evaluate those, and we had a pretty good time on those. So if you're looking for people to play with on Monday nights, definitely swing by, and you can send me a message when it starts. And then I will invite you as you guys send me messages.
Do you remember that service? And I don't remember like when it came out, but it was like at the very beginning of when Xbox Live was getting popular. And you could pay like supposedly beautiful women to play Xbox Live with you. Like for an hour fee.
Go on.
I don't know why you would want to pay for a service like that, but it existed.
I honestly don't know what you're talking about.
How would you know what they look like?
I don't know. I guess they just have like a list on their website, and you could like see their pictures and then pay to play with them.
That's weird.
Thinking about the lack of players in Monday Night Matchmaking made me think of that service. I'm like, I wonder who I could get to play with Duty Bound on Monday nights.
Okay.
We're gonna pay them.
Be careful.
Play.
Be careful what we say from here on out.
Well, I didn't mean it like that. I mean, literally play with it, because that's what you did. Like, it wasn't a sexual service. It was just literally, you pay beautiful women. And I don't know.
Well, I mean, I wasn't taking it.
Beautiful.
I wasn't taking it in that regard. I was taking it, like, play with because you didn't have any people to play with here. But. Anyways.
Oh, no. Duty Bound can do what he wants. I'm not mad at Duty Bound. I'm glad he was part of the community for the amount of time he was here.
Yeah, and now it's kind of sad to see him go, because, I mean, he's been a big participant of the forums, and he submitted a lot, so it's kind of sad to see him go.
It's like when we talk about old people who used to be on the show, we don't speak bad of them. So.
No.
Yeah.
This is a positive community. We try not to delve too deep into the negative. I think that's a problem that a lot of communities get bogged down in. You see it a lot in like the NeoGAF in general.
Yeah, well, I guess the reason why Podtacker doesn't is because there's not enough content for them to, you know, get their fix off of. You know,
they need more members means more people to about the game with, to just hate on the developer with. It's no fun to just sit there and hate on them yourself. You know,
damn
you
need it, Fungie.
To knock their head along while you're like, yeah, this sucks. Yeah, man, that does suck. You're right.
Yeah.
No, you suck. Yeah, I do, but it doesn't suck as bad as this.
I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we will see you guys on our next show.
Keep on fragging trucks.
Indeed.